League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Clive Beattie, Acting Chief Executive Officer of On The Market, OTMP. Clive, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and some decent metrics out. Seems like it's improving there. It's coming on nicely on the market. You've got your interim results out for 6 months, ended July, and we'll dig into those in a bit. As always, though, Clive, if there is someone listening who's never heard of On The Market, can you explain what you're about, please?
Of course. So On The Market is a property portal, onthemarket.com, where agents and new home developers will list properties for sale or to rent, and people can go onto the portal and search in their criteria in their area and look for homes to buy or let, and we put the two together.
Yeah, and like I said, if you look at the metrics, it's improving. Even post-period, you can see the story's going in the right direction. So, first of all, let's dig into the half year, and then we'll go into the post-period if you could. So take us through some highlights, if you could, Clive, from the first 6 months of the year.
Yeah, and of course, the first 6 months, we, like every business in the world, probably has been impacted by COVID-19, which occurred in the period. And what that meant for us really is that we chose to give discounts to our customers, our agents, because they obviously during lockdown faced very difficult circumstances, weren't able to do transactions and get cash themselves. But actually, notwithstanding that, we were very pleased. We had half year on half year growth still of revenues of 28%. And that's after giving away those discounts. So that was still quite pleasing that we're still showing growth overall. And actually, what was most pleasing perhaps is that we had to take our own actions to conserve our own cash to mitigate our own costs because of those the COVID-19 impacts. And we did that successfully. So actually, the period for us was a profitable period, a small profit, but actually, it's the first profitable period since listing. So that's a good thing to see, and it's impressive, I think, that we can control our costs, but at the same time see very strong consumer engagement, and that was true both to July. Now, up to July, because of COVID-19, it was only the last couple of months that started to see that really active market once again and the engagement. But that has continued post. You mentioned post year end, and the quarter to September, so just ended, has been our record quarter for both traffic with something like 80 million visits, but also for leads with 5.9 million leads. So it shows that even though we've reduced significantly our marketing expenditure, we have sufficient traction with active consumers or active in the property market consumers that we are generating value for our advertisers, notwithstanding that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, considering pretty much the market or the economy was shut for 2-3 months of the year, that's quite impressive. And so going forward now, how do you improve on these? I know, some people who listen may not be aware, but you do have, you introduce some estate agents for free or discounted rates. Is that changing? Are those now agents coming off that free fee or tariff, or are you putting them back up to normal tariff?
No, I think you hit on a good point there, Justin, which is, going forward, what's important for us is to convert more of the branches onto paying contracts. And indeed, over time, onto full tariff contracts, because we do offer discounted paying contract rates as well. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Not so much during the period, but post-period end, we are now engaging with agents who have been on free. And we did extend the free period. So, these would have come up to the end of their contract some while ago. But actually, because of COVID-19, again, we thought it was inappropriate to try and charge people or throw them off at that point. But we are now engaging with those agents, and where they're not willing at this point to sign up to paying contracts, we will unfortunately have to remove them, but very much to stay engaged with them going forward. And as I say, we do have a range of contracts we can offer them, both discounted rates that are shorter term contracts, if that's where they are at the moment, because things are still a bit uncertain. But also you'll remember that actually we have shares to give away. So we have actually signed quite a few hundred more share-based contracts during the COVID period, I think 581 during the half year to July. And actually, if you look at those, once those shares are issued, we'll have something like 3,800 agents as shareholders, and between them operating about 6,800 offices, which is clearly a significant portion of the market that is actually then financially invested as shareholders in the success of On the Market. So we think that aligns us very well with agents, and we have more shares to give away if some of these free of charge agents that we're having to remove now, they can take share-based contracts and come back. So we're hoping that in the coming months, you know, we'll continue to engage with those people, and we'd hope to see them back on the portal, but under a paying contract.
Yeah, and I suppose at the end of the day, if you are showing them value for money, and like you say, your leads are going up. I mean, I think the last report before this was 149 average leads per month. That's compared to like 170 for the market leader, which is 90 times your valuation, which is Rightmove. If you're showing them that value for money, then surely they'll come back, won't they?
Well, we hope so. I think, you know, we are very good value for money. We are very competitive on the cost side of the listing fees. You know, we've now got something in excess of 9,400 agents under paying contracts. So clearly, a lot of agents in the market do see value there. And we, you know, obviously want that to increase. But the key for us is to keep moving forward. So actually, you know, recently we've launched some initiatives on data analytics to actually analyze and try and more effectively market through social media and other channels to consumers, and therefore not just generate more leads, but generate better quality of leads, leads earlier in the cycle and in the property moving cycle of the consumer, which are the kind of leads that, you know, our customers will value the most. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing. You know, we're certainly not resting on our laurels. We want to deliver ever more value. And in time, that will also be through not just enhancing the current things we're doing, but also differentiating the portal from the competitors, offering different products and services that hopefully agents will also find useful and valuable.
Yeah. And do you sense you're getting, because obviously it takes a long time to establish yourself as a brand in this market. There's a lot of marketing money needed, you know, to get up there for people to download the app. But do you feel like now you're getting, you know, a decent amount of traction, you know, and I know you've had you stopped marketing for a while, but are you back to marketing now on radio, TV and all that social media?
We have started marketing again, and we'll mix the channels through which we do that, depending on what we think is the most appropriate. So, you know, it could be radio, TV, it could be digital, you know, it could be a mix of things. And as I say, increasingly social media and led by data analytics rather than just a sort of standard use. But that has started again. I mean, I think what we've been pleased with in the period we're reporting on is that we were able to conserve our cash. Indeed, you know, the cash at the year end was 9.8 million at the end of July, with a couple of million of deferred creditors. But actually, at the end of September, that had increased to 10.3 million with a couple of million of deferred creditors. So actually, the cash conservation has been good. We've now got to maintain that discipline, that financial discipline, as we go forward and start to market more. And one of the bits of guidance we gave within our interim statement was to say that although we anticipate both revenues and costs will be higher in the second half than the first half, because obviously we'll start unwinding the discounts, the COVID we gave customers, but also we'll start spending more on advertising. Nevertheless, we think actually that for the year as a whole, we're still targeting a break-even at the adjusted operating profit line. So again, I think that financial discipline hopefully will stand us in good stead when investors come to cast their eye over us.
Yeah. And so one of the things, of course, is a two-way street kind of thing. You need the eyeballs on the app, of course, and the users. But to get those users, you need the stock levels as well. And obviously, the last big sort of signing you announced there was Taylor Wimpey. How's the housing, new houses going?
Well, the new homes has been, we've been very, very pleased with. We only launched into that sector of the market in September last year, September 19. Mm-hmm. And as you say, at period end of July, we're at 1,500 new homes developments. I mean, that's already grown almost to 1,700 at the end of September, with Taylor Wimpey coming on, amongst others. So, you know, very good. We've got 7 of the 10 largest house builders are now on themarket.com. And that's something we want to see continue. And clearly that additional stock is helping with the eyeballs and the consumer traffic. I think the other thing, and we've talked about it before, but the other thing I think still helps with consumer traffic, and particularly the most active or you know, the hottest buyers in the market, is our new and exclusive offering, where agents put properties on the market before other portals, or before Rightmove and Zoopla. And I think for the you know, the keenest house buyers, you know, they want to see properties as soon as they're on the market, so they sign up, get alerts from us so that they can do that.
I do you know what I do that? I've got alerts exactly the same, like I said before, exactly the same alerts for you and Rightmove. And I've got to say, I'm getting more frequent emails of late from you. And in fact, when you often get an email from you, it's normally followed, you know, later by Rightmove. So that's very encouraging. It just shows, you know, you have stock levels, and that's very impressive. And that's the reason why I downloaded the app. I listened to the radio advert saying you had new and exclusive up to 24 hours ahead of others, and I thought, let's give it a try. And it's right to say. And to me, that's very powerful, that.
I think it is. Well, I'm glad it's working for you. It's very good to hear. But no, I think it is powerful. And you know, in many ways, it's one of the things that is difficult for the others to copy, because this is the agents of their free choice doing it. It helps the vendor as well, because actually the vendor of that property enjoys, when it's exclusive with us, we actually promote it to the top of the search engine results. We also show bigger picture, you know, more pictures, bigger presentations. So actually you get an enhanced launch of the house if you're the vendor. So I think there's, you know, it's a win-win situation for all.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any milestones? I know, is it in December that the new CEO starts? You've seen done very well standing in here, Clive, acting CEO. Are there any milestones you want to achieve before you hand over the new CEO?
Well, I think it's just, you know, we've got to continue with the business and growing it as we have. And look, I mean, it's kind of you to say so. I mean, I'd like to thank all of the staff, really. I mean, it's been a real privilege to be able to lead the team in what have been some pretty turbulent times. But actually, the whole team across the board, you know, all the colleagues I'm working with have been fantastic, both in my, you know, in their support for me, but also just their dedication and professionalism to the business. And I think, if anything, you know, that's going to stand us in very good stead, you know, that sort of team commitment. And as you say, Jason Tebb joins us in December, and we're looking forward to that, because Jason has got agency experience that actually within the senior team currently we don't really have. So, you know, he's been in the agency markets for 20 odd years now. And I think particularly coming to our sort of medium term growth, where we're looking to actually differentiate the portal, offer a different proposition through additional products and services, you know, his understanding of what agents need, what they face day to day in terms of the challenges, you know, will help us shape that far more effectively, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Clive, as always, if someone's listening likes the sound of the progress you're making but are not yet following the story, Jiv's given three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add On the Market to their watch list, please.
Of course. So I think the first is the performance that I touched on, the consumer engagement. You know, we do seem to be very actively engaged with consumers who are active in the property market. And that obviously should help us in our marketing to agents, and therefore for our revenue growth prospects in the short term, you know, turning people onto paying contracts. The second is the differentiated proposition, the fact that actually we are so widely owned by agents. As I said, with the new agent contracts we've signed up, that'll get us to 6,800 branches. You know, there hasn't been a portal that's been owned in that way before. The other portals that had agent ownership tended to be the big two or three agents, you know, a few small handful with a reasonable stake, rather than a very broad spread amongst agents. So that's a thing we want to see more agents join behind us and get behind us. And then finally, I think the strong management and strong financial discipline, you know, particularly in these current times, it's important to have been able to operate the portal, but to conserve our own cash. And I think that management strength will only be enhanced when Jason joins us in December. So that also augurs well.
Excellent stuff. Clive, good to chat to you, and hopefully you'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Lovely. Thank you, Justin. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.